Let's get back to the program.
Right now, you're checking out a Mixtape Massacre exclusive. If somebody else got this, we coming for them. One.
Woo! 1, 2, we're back. Mixtape Massacre Show 88.1. As we do every single Saturday afternoon, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. In case you didn't know, DJ Tactics, DJ Lynx, yours truly right here, Big Jack. Shout out to everybody who's been calling up. And, yeah, man, we're trying to get your man Cool Keith on the line because he's coming to town with Cutmaster Kurt. Couldn't get a hold of Keith yet, but we do have Cutmaster Kurt up on the phone line. Let's go to the phones. Kurt, are you there?
1-2-1-2, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Kurt, how you doing?
Oh, okay, cool. Technology.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
So, yeah, what's going on with Cutmaster Kurt? You know, in case people don't know some of the history, some of the production credits and whatnot, the discography, let them know a little bit about, you know, what you've done in the past.
Well, basically, I created the Dr. Octagon concept with my man Cool Keith and Sir Menelik back in, like, 95. And at the same time, we were also working on the album, which later became Sex Style. And then Automator later went on to finish the Octagon project and turned out to do well, as long as along with Sex Style. And then we had to kill Dr. Octagon because the Automator became a dickhead. So we killed Dr. Octagon, and somehow he kind of got resurrected recently. I don't know. We're trying to figure out exactly how that happened. But but anyway, we're doing a tour promoting that along with the new album by my man Tom C. Free and Keith called Project Polaroid. And also my man Israel down in Florida did the Mr. Nagatko album as well. So there's a bunch of things in the market right now. This is a prolific year for Cool Keith, and I'm on tour DJing and road managing and also promoting the new Motion Man album, which is the follow-up to Clearing the Field. It's called Pablito's Way.
Definitely.
So we're just out here, you know?
Yeah, man, keeping real busy, you know. It's good to see that you're still working with Motion Man as well, because I know you know, you guys did a lot of stuff, you know, years previous. Now, is Sir Menelik someone you guys are still working with as well? I know you mentioned the name. You know, people should remember him, Scaramanga.
Unfortunately not. I always thought he was a real talented guy, but I think something happened to him where he, like, I don't exactly know what happened, but he kind of flipped out. I don't know if it was, like, drugs or his girl flipped on him or what happened, but, like, probably around the time he was on Ruckus. He got signed to Ruckus at one point.
Yeah.
Something around that time happened. I really don't know exactly what happened, but something happened to the guy. I heard he kind of lost his mind or something. So,
wow.
For Keith to say that about somebody.
Definitely.
So, I don't know. I don't know what happened with that guy. I haven't seen him or heard from him in years.
Now, with that said, what's it like working with Cool Keith? Because, you know, I think a lot of people have a certain impression of him. They think he's some, you know, some different cat, you know, a real bugged out cat. But at the same time, I've read interviews, you know, talking to Keith, and, you know, I've talked to people who've interviewed him, and they said, you know, he's a real down to earth cat. And, you know, sometimes people just, you know, have a different perception, you know, in the media than how he really is.
Well, yeah, I mean, let me put it like this. He's very intelligent, and he knows how to project what he needs to, you know, and to get what he needs to get done. So, you know, if he has an agenda and he's talking to you, he'll be sure to hammer his point home in an intelligible way. But I can also tell you that I've worked with him and known him for a long time. I even lived with him. We had an apartment for like 6 months, and then we got evicted. But don't underestimate the fact that he's definitely a bugged out kid. Very bugged out.
So is there like a certain or maybe a few memories that you can remember, you know, being out on the road with him or just being in the studio that really just stand out, you know, as Cool Keith just being the bugged out individual that he is?
I mean, it's hard to pick out one thing. I mean, I could tell you one little story about how, like, when we lived in this apartment in Beverly Hills, we didn't have any furniture, really. We just had, like, two chairs, a TV. It was this really big apartment. And he was like, hey, man, these white walls are getting on my nerves. I'm going crazy. these white walls, and he kept saying things like, we need to get some posters, we need to decorate. And I was just like, yeah, whatever. I didn't care. And so one day I come home, and Keith is like, cut out all these pictures from porno mags and taped them to the wall.
All right.
And I was like, hey, man, you know, you really can't do that, because it's like, you know, the guys from the apartment building are going to, you know, fine us probably or something. I said, I got an idea. Why don't you buy a nice piece of white art board and you can, you know, do your artwork like that. So he started going, I took him to the art supply store. He bought a big, like, probably 3-foot by 4-foot piece of white art board. I bought him some glue and he started, like, making these porno collages.
Word up. And what's up with these collages now?
If that's not bugged out, I don't know what is.
And what's up with these collages now? Are they still in his, you know, in his property? Is he putting them on eBay or?
You know, he gave them out to some people. I know he did some photo shoots with them. I don't think he makes them anymore.
Okay.
But yeah, I remember he signed one of them. He gave it to him. And he signed it, "Cool Keith Picasso."
Word up. We have Cutmaster Kurt on the Mixtape Massacre Show. He's coming to town with Cool Keith for the Dr. Octagon show. Now, for the show, Kurt, is this going to be strictly, you know, Dr. Octagon material? Because I'm sure there's going to be some Cool Keith fans.
No. There's actually even a medley that we do on the show, because Keith has like 40 albums out.
Yeah.
And he has so many songs. It's hard. You know, we always have people on the show yelling, hey, do this song or do that song. We can never really... You know, we're not a jukebox. We can't do requests like that.
Yeah.
But what we decided to do is put together like a medley. So we cover a lot of ground with that and kind of cover some of the history. And we do it all. We do ultramagnetic stuff, Dr. Octagon stuff, Dr. Doom, Diesel Truckers, Matthew, you know, everything.
Word up, man. So it should be a very, very dope show. If you're a fan of Dr. Octagon, if you're a fan of Cutmaster Kurt, Cool Keith, you know, past and present, it should be really dope. So
that's going to be great.
Kurt, we want to thank you. Any final words that you want to say, you know, about the show or about just anything upcoming that you want to let people know about in Toronto?
Just check out the new Project Polaroid album, Mr. Nagatko albums also. Those are two other really good albums. Keith on them that are definitely worth picking up. Check out the new album, Pablito's Way. I believe Much Music is going to be playing the video if they haven't already for that. So, yeah, and looking forward to rocking it. You're saying for all the fans it's going to be a dope show, but also for the people who aren't fans, you should definitely come and we'll convert you. We will baptize you.
Exactly. So if you know, if you love hip hop, if you don't love hip hop, if you love just music in general, check out the Dr. Octagon show. It's going to be live. And guess what? We got tickets and we're going to give those away when we get off the air. Here is the question. All you got to do is call us up. And if you can tell us who makes up Dr. Octagon, you know, we have one of the members on the phone and we mentioned the other one in the interview. And, you know, you should know this. It's real simple. All right. So come ask Master Kurt again. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man.
We'll be up there soon.
Definitely. And
all right.
We got the Cool Keith segment. We're going back in the days. We're going to go to, you know, the ultramagnetic days, some solo Cool Keith stuff, some Cutmaster Curtain Cool Keith stuff, a whole bunch of stuff. So keep it locked. And again, if you want to win those tickets, call us up and let us know the members of Dr. Octagon. So let's do it. 416-595-1655, Mixtape Massacre.
Yeehaw!
Hey, yo, that's the shit that people want to hear, but nobody doing no more.
Oh, yeah.
One, two, one, two. Ultramagnetics in full effect. We talking about giving the drummer some. You know what? Yo, Cool Keith, tell him what's on your mind.
I'm Rex, tape, and now it's my turn to build, uplift, get swift, then drift off. And do my own thing, switch up, change my pitch up, smack my bitch up like a pimp. For any rapper who attempt to wear troops and step on my path, I'm willing as an A1 general, rhyme enforcer, 235 on a rhyme test. Whatever group of vests and line, I put them all behind. Play MC Ultra as a warning sign of my skill and what my mind deserves. I smell a grape in the duck preserves, and who deserves the right to be king to scream and shout whack poetry? What are you bugging? Germs that wanna lure me, quit it.
before I heat your ear off. Let your burn deduct another year off rapping. For a face I'm slapping. Give me applause when hands start clapping. Now give the drummer some. I keep in shape and do my physical fitness. Your heads are numb, so your brains are missed this. Pick 'em up, eat 'em up, pick 'em up, eat 'em up, pick 'em up, picklehead, pick 'em up. Picky, I roll with globs and I come real sticky. Gripping the mic, I plug it up in your ears, poison brood. I'm coming out like bears, like Rango, Miller Quartz and Buds. I'ma eat 'em with popcorn and treat 'em like such and duds. Coming out with the weak whack, wicky, wick, wickable whack, black jack. That's a fact, right and exact behind your back. The funk rhyming master, blaster. Kicking up in a brainstorm, brainstorm, rap storm, rap form, rap time, rap rhyme, rap class. I'm here to fail and pass to continue. Furthermore, on the hype tip, I roll and rock and roll, jazz and pop, rhythm and blues, dance and fusion, brain confusion. Look at the lights, what a night on the town. Cause I'm Papa Lodge, big shout on the East Coast. Cause I'm Papa Lodge, big shout on the East Coast. Cause I'm Papa Lodge, big shout on the East Coast.
Mix, tape.
Yeah,
tape.
Yo, Don,
y'all listen to this, alright?
Chicken, that smooth chicken, a little bit of
88,
one. And I want some old hot jazz biscuits, a little bit of that blues butter. Bringing a snare.
You never understood me. People were so slow. My funky type of rhyme and my style is psycho. Complex, rex, rex, my style go XX. I move around on beat, creating more styles. Showing white boys, other kids, my black styles. I kick lyrics like shoes right in your face. Walk up on the car, jack a spade, pluck the ace. I get slow off, down and on and flowing like I used to be on Critical Beatdown. I drop styles on ears, the public bite them. Now many went to school, so the dummies went and write them. They say, yo, Keith, yo, cool, you using big words. I went to college, I'm even more stupid, heard. Back on the scene to pull a lesson out. Even if I have to pull a Blacksmith and Wesson out. I grab a hammer, stick a nail in that little crack. Came the monkey, show the hummingbird how to act. I get atomic, hypo, galactica. Word to mom, I'm in my own world. Galaxy rays, powerful.
DJ Lynx, DJ Tactics.
Rap, moving you clap, clap. Dance, wiggle, and little feet go tap, tap. Open and switch, switch, change my pitch, pitch. You can get down, down, rock with my sound, sound. As I rock, freak your rhyme, broke the town, town. I'm seizing the back, double trouble can learn, learn. As I start to burn, burn, see what your turn, turn. Look at me, black, black, don't come to me, whack, whack. I chew them like gum, eat your crew like a snack pack. Walking, I flex, flex, check, and I stop, stop. Beat them on down, down. Suckers, I rock, rock. Cling on, swing on. Walk in your step, step. Pick up your pep, pep. Build up my rep, rep. Moving your smack, smack. I'm telling you, black, black. I told you again, I'm clocking fat knots. 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2 1-2-1-2
on tour. If Caesar get crushed, stomped in the dust. Back to tech, heavy rhymes go bust. Out on the west, facing your chest. Let me go rock, people just clock. Girls get wet, damp panties and jock. Move when I swing, to right is the sing. Knock on your brain, hit your bell, go ding. Them C's that flow, I think they all so. Like G.I.G.I., Kitty Toy named JoJo. Rappers and doodle, demons and voodoo. Come and don't play, watch what I say. Pick up your mic, I'm cocking fat knots. 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2. Execute wreck, breaking your neck. Your brain is a seed, like a bird, I go peck. Don't call me no Jeff, keeping no sweat. You could be dog, cat, my pet. As I go move, your BM so smooth. Rhyming like Wild Bill, strong and I feel. Suckers ain't jack, jumping on zap. Thinking they funk, softening they punk. Like they in jail, softening they swing. But I got a dip, you stay on my tip. Why? Inside Herman's head, clocking fat nuts. 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-
manager? On the street, you talking, you asking the. I'm coming out, where the hell is your manager? MC's in New York, everyone whacking the. DJ's falling, taking pay all the cash in the. Another track spinning, records too much in the. Whole lot of chunk turning hard on the radio. Flop the flop, pop the pop, MC stop. Making tapes, cupcakes to choose from. Lose them, MC's trying to battle win. At the lyricist lounge, mini scrounge and scrounge. Take it back to the real shit, real legit. Any rapper on a label should resign and quit. MCA, Arista, Interscope, Job, Columbia. How could you let a scum be a style and threat, style and bet? You regret. I kick lyrics for Janet and tour with Jackson. Wasting time, another black act. Making whoop and shoot should be doodle on a pooper school. I see the industry bugging, but they don't know no better. I take 1, 2, 3, look at sounding like me, walking like me, clapping like me, still in my style, and even hardcore, even rapping like me. I kick it, but they wait, handicapped, standing on the side, looking like Shabby and Scooby-Doo, trying to get through. Styles, they go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 0, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 MCs try to mix with a kid that rocks no style. Come like Barney Rubble, but a kid have to open the box of tricks. Lickety lick style. Next up, the Godfather Don making his way against the Undertaker and the Ultimate Warrior.
Dr. Octagon, paramedic.
Mix
of the
tape, 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 tape
from the church of the operating room with the strikes of force, scalpel since the Holocaust. I do indeed and greet, explore, meet the patients, back the rooms with the nurse with the voodoo curse. Holding up office lights, standing at huge height, back and forth, left wing, swing to north, east and south with blood pouring down your mouth. I come prepared with the white suit and stethoscope, listen to your heartbeat, delete, beep, beep, beep. Your insurance is high, but my price is cheap. Look at the land, blue flowers, growing by the purple pond. See the polka dots, blue flowers. Growing by the purple pond, yellow index,
blue flowers,
selling a thousand.
Let me show you some blue flowers. Let me show you some.
Holding bags on down right from the hospital. It's a patient's work to keep the germs off the turf. Cybernetic microscopes to metal antidotes. Two telescopes that magnify the eyes of a roach. Three computers, a cup of coffee, planet with my hand in. Astral planet detached, turn on rare foggers. Cut the light on the kid and turn it bright on. Supersonic waves combine and burn his brainwaves. I see the mascot of evil, he's not Knievel. Shakespeare's gone, don't even think about him. Yes, as I go into the park, I see.
Let me show you some blue flowers.
It's raining green.
Out
the pond, blue flowers. It's totally raining green and pouring.
Blue flowers.
I smell the bees and the birds.
Blue flowers.
Different aspects of life. Blue flowers. I come prepared with the white suit and stethoscope. Listen to your heartbeat. Delete, beep, beep, beep. Your insurance is high, but my price is cheap.
Yeah. Mixtape Massacre Show, 88.1 hip hop music in full effect. We're doing it up. That was the Cool Keith segment, Cool Keith Spotlight, you know, taking it back to some Ultramagnetic Keys, some Solo Keys, some Dr. Octagon, Cool Keith flavor. Big up to my man Tactics up on that one, and big up to my man 730 on the MySpace tip, you know, putting it down. All right, in that last set of music, Ultramagnetic MCs, Give the Drummer Some, going back to Critical Beatdown. Big. One of my, favorite joints on the album, but that whole album, I mean, Ego Tripping, Watch Me Now, Ease Back. Oh man, the album is serious. If you don't know anything about Critical Beatdown, yeah, Feeling It's big, just funky, really chorus line.
Yo, man,
just the whole album, man.
If y'all don't know about the Ultra, man, those guys were like
way beyond their
Let's talk about this for a second. I mean, we didn't get to have Keith on the phone, so we didn't really get to delve into it. But if you don't know, so Ultramagnetic, Kool Keith, Sed G, Mo Love, TR Love. And I mean, everyone talks about Kool Keith, but Sed G.
Sed G's got some.
As a producer, too.
Yeah, way ahead of him. Way ahead.
He did his thing, you know, with Paul C back in the days, you know, for those cats who know Paul C. But he did his thing like the Criminal Minded LP, Boogie Down Productions. You know, he had a large hand in producing that, producing a lot of records, you know, for Wild Pitch and for some other artists in the late 80s, early 90s that people don't know. And, you know, people don't know about Sed G on the production tip, you know, so.
Like that, just that album alone, Critical Beatdown, man. Woo! I can't even, like, put into words how, like, blown away I was at the times of how they would, how he would chop the music back then. Like, mad James Brown, but he would just go cop those albums. I'd say, what, first two?
You know, I say just cop all three, might as well.
Word.
Because really, you know, the second album, Funk Your Head Up, that was actually, I think that was one of the albums that, I think people were a little bit disappointed with that one.
Yeah.
Papa Large is from that. We played Papa Large. We played the original version.
Yeah.
I was hoping we played the Beatminders remix, but we didn't get to that.
Oh, word. I haven't heard that.
No, that's the video version.
Oh, word?
The video version was produced by the Beatminders.
Okay. Word up.
For people who don't know, all right? Raise It Up in there off the Four Horsemen. And 1212 again off the Four Horsemen.
What up, N-Pizzle?
And that was a big album, too. You know, Godfather Don was on that album.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, we went into the Sandy Bites, which is Godfather Don and Kool Keith, Lex Luger, and that's going back to Fondalum.
Yes, for anyone, was that? 95, 96?
95, 96.
95, I think that was, it came out.
That's like indie hip-hop's golden era right
there. Yes, no doubt.
Shout out to Bob Beato putting out Fondalum.
And that was actually their first ever release was that record.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
For all the nerds out there, it came out twice. It came out as a Senu Bites and a Seno Bites.
Yes.
If you want to know, go on eBay, look for that, all right? And Dr. Octagon, Blue Flowers, Prince Paul on the mix for that one. Big up to your man, Tactics.
Word up. Big up your man, Jax.
All right? And big up your man, DJ Lynx. He's up on the cut. He wants to get into it.
We can't forget. We can't forget the people in the house.
Of course.
You know, 7:30, Spitfire.
7:30 with the MySpace.
Frenchie Toast.
Yes,
you know, M-Pizzle.
That's right. And big up to everybody. You know, people calling
up.
And, yeah, you know, if you want to hit us up, 416-595-1655. And before we get into the music, anything else you got to say?
Anything else I got to say? I got to say happy birthday, Amanda.
Yeah.
What up, fam? And peace.
Word up. All to the new.
What you looking at, son?
Let's get back to the program.